Today is St. Patrick's Day, and it's a St. Patrick's Day tradition here on this show that we get a hold of one of our favorite Irish athletes. Joining us on the ticket hotline is none other than Mark McGuire.
Hey, Mark.
Muser.
Hey, how are you? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hello, good Muser. How are you?
Good. It's the noted baseball slugger, now the hitting instructor for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mark McGuire, and happy St. Patty's Day.
I do say good morning to you, so.
Well, what are you doing to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Well, I don't feel very celebratory because I'm very upset I didn't make it in the Hall of Fame again this year.
Yeah, you were passed over. Sorry about that.
I hit 583 taters. Can you believe it? And they don't have me in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Well, I think it's racism against the Irish.
I think it may be your admitted use of steroids.
Apparently the only Mick they'll let in the Hall of Fame is Mickey Mantle. Anybody?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Very nice.
I want to set the record straight. Not all of my home runs were aided by steroids.
Okay.
Of my 583, only 582 were hit on the roids.
Okay. So you hit one clean one.
Yes, and may I speak to the children of America right now?
Sure.
Steroids will destroy your body, kids. Don't do steroids. Sure, you'll hit a lot of home runs, but think of the side effects. My testicles retreated into my body and lodged on either side of my esophagus.
That's a terrible side effect.
My hat size went from 7 3/4 to 46.
Wow.
And my blood pressure shot up to 490/720. It's amazing I'm still walking around. It's very bad for you.
It's a great lesson for the kids, Mark.
Yes, it also made my number twos blow through the bottom of the toilet every single time. I had Baker Brothers out here all the time.
Quick plug.
Trivia question for you.
Yep.
What's long and green and has a low IQ?
I don't know.
St. Patrick's Day Parade. Oh, yes. Indeed.
Well, you're making fun of your own.
Yes, I'm actually going to be in the St. Paddy's Day Parade today.
Oh, you're going to be on the St. Louis Cardinals official float?
I am the float.
Oh, you are?
Yes, since I quit the roids, I've really ballooned up, Junior.
Oh, boy, even more, huh?
I weigh 563 pounds. I do weigh 563 pounds, so.
Almost a pound for every home run you hit.
Yes, that's right. But I'm hoping during the Lenten season, you know, that now that I'm not eating meat on Fridays, I'll lose a little weight.
Sure, that makes sense.
I'm very religious. I won't eat meat on Fridays, but I'll drink Jameson for breakfast every morning. And you know what I eat with my Jameson, don't you?
I can only guess.
Me Lucky Charms!
There you go.
Magically delicious. I just poured the whiskey right on the Lucky Charms.
The staple of any Irish diet.
Yes. Hey, have you heard about the Irish boomerang?
No.
It doesn't come back. It just sings songs about how much it wants to. Yes, we're very sentimental. Have you noticed that? We're very sentimental.
I've noticed that. You're also full of Irish one-liners today.
Yes. An Irishman gets more Irish the further he gets from Ireland. That's so true. Ireland is a very messed up country. I'm glad I no longer live there.
You're glad to be in America.
Yes.
I don't know that you ever lived there, quite frankly.
Oh, really?
Born in California.
I fled Ireland as soon as I possibly could. As a matter of fact, let me give you an example of how messed up Ireland is.
Okay.
The Irish abortion clinics over there have a 12-month waiting list.
It's really awful. Math doesn't work there, does it? Boy, you are loving St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, I'm loving St. Patty's Day. You know what is Irish and stays out all night?
What?
Patio furniture.
Oh, my God. Only Norm is laughing at that right now.
I have another one for Norm. How can you tell if an Irishman is having a good time?
How?
He's doubling over with laughter. Thank you.
U-B-L-I-N. Well, Mark, happy.
You got
another one.
I got one more.
Okay.
Why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun?
Why?
Because they're always a little short. They're just, they never quite have.
Really stupid.
All right. I've got to go meet with Bono and David Faraday.
Okay.
Starring in a new Irish Spring commercial, and we got to get clean as a whistle before the filming starts.
Okay.
Okay, bye, Muser.
Thanks for your old standbys. Yes, there he goes. Our favorite Irish athlete, the slugger Mark McGwire.
Hey, strong halves. You know, Irish Jeremy joins me today here on St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh, that's a great Irish accent. Let's talk about Baker Brothers
potatoes.
Plumbing. Just potatoes.
Aye.
Baker Brothers Plumbers are the people to call if you have any St. Patrick's Day plumbing issue.
Do they have green pipes?
They might. They might. Put on an Irish accent. Have some fun with this.
Huh. This is my Irish accent.
All right. So let's say, Jeremy, that you want to take a shower on St. Patrick's Day and you don't have hot water. You need to get a new water heater.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Yay. All right. So you need hot water. You need a new water heater. Well, why not go with a tankless unit from Baker Brothers Plumbing?
Faith and Begora.
What?
What?
Anyway, Baker Brothers Plumbers can install that tankless water heater. You save money each and every month on your energy bill because it only heats the water when you need it. It doesn't heat it 24 hours a day. It heats it when, as soon as you turn on that faucet, that hot water tap, it starts heating the water immediately. What do you think about that, Irish Jeremy?
Saints preserve us. I'll call Chief O'Hara now.
Baker Brothers Plumbers, they are the P1 Plumbers. Baker Brothers is located online at bakerbrothersplumbing.com, or you can call them 214-267-0900.
We'll hit the blue sky.
Did you also know that you can get them from the 817 area code with the same number, 817-267-0900?
Oh! That's hard to do in an Irish accent.
Baker Brothers Plumbing.
I'm sorry.